What Mike Swinney, the Kilkenny manager. Victory today, Mike, 217 to 117. Obviously delighted with that result. Talk to me about the performance.
Brilliant. You know, first and foremost, the result, and that's probably the most important thing from today is to get over the line. You know, I said that to Barry Dunyan after the game, a cracking game of football. You know, it wasn't too good on the line at times for both managements, but cracking game of football, and we got out the right side of it, thank God. You know,
half time 2-5 to 12 points. You got to be impressed with your first half performance, first of all.
Yeah, look, we went in and probably we were shooting into the goals in the first half that most teams struggle with. You know, we struggle ourselves there, you know, and we thought if we got in fairly tight at half time, we could get ahead in the second half, you know. But look, we were probably disappointed with some things in the first half, getting turned over a lot of times in that. But we kept ourselves in the game, and we found a way in the second half, which is...
This is your second year in the job, Mike. In terms of learning, I'm sure everybody's learning. You must be so impressed, some of your players, the learning that they're doing year on. I know you're bringing in a huge commitment all year, but they are learning, they are listening. That's all a manager can ask for.
That's it. You know, we hold a pretty tight panel there, you know, but the players we have, they're excellent, you know. They really go hard at it. They commit fully. They do what they're asked to do, you know. And you have to hand it to the players there. It's them that won the games. It's them that's on the field that does it for you, you know. So very, very pleased, yeah. Very pleased.
You stayed up in terms of the league. 3 from 3 now in the championship. We all know a huge match next week, and if all the results go your way, you might qualify for the, as it stands, you might qualify for the quarter final, but a huge another test for your group next week against Niamh Connell.
Massive, massive. You know, we get Glenties here next Sunday. Massive game for both clubs, you know, and that's the games you want. You want to be playing the top teams. No different for Masters. They're top team. Glenties coming to town, top team, you know, they won it last year. Massive, massive challenge for us here. But we're looking forward, and we'll be ready for it.
Poor Cahill taking off during the first half. It looked to be an injury. Any early diagnosis?
Yeah, look at this. Looks to be his hamstring or his calf or something there, you know. So, look, that's another player. Hopefully, he's not too bad, and we can get him back in the field next week. But we'll see during the week now. We'll see what kind of bodies we've left on the go next week.
Speaking of bodies on the line, seen Patrick McBurty there, Stephen McBurty, Matthew McLean. Any update on those guys ahead of the next few weeks?
Look, they're Matthew, Paddy, and Stephen, both of them. Three of them are out injured at the moment. You know, we would hope to get definitely Stephen and Matthew back in the field fairly shortly. Paddy might be a wee bit longer, but we still hold hope. There's always hope there to get Paddy McBurty back in the field, you know.
Special word, Mark, you can't let you go without mentioning 1-4 today. Owen McHugh, difficult few weeks. A proud, proud moment for him today. 1-4, excellent.
Brilliant, Owen had a fantastic game, you know, same as last week, but... Probably just he was one of our massive leaders the other day, especially in the second half. You know, difficult couple of weeks for him and the McHugh family, you know, and the O'Donnell family. But look at this. This is, we can talk all you want about the GA and football and everything, but this is where it's like a safe haven, you know, the GA, the team is fully behind the McHughs and everything. And that's it's a beautiful thing, you know, when you can come back to football and play like that, you know.